The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
What's good, everybody? It is Wednesday, November 17, 2021. This is your daily sports betting show of record. We like to call it the Early Edge. I am the coach. We are powered, as always, by the Almighty Sports Line, the best value in all of sports betting. And we got picks coming for you from all sides. And thank goodness that we do. Main show yesterday, not that good. However, our underdog plays of the day. And of course, we got AB on the ones and the twos today. Underdog 3-0. Me and Jay Smooth coming together. Mad Max in the Thunderdome. Also on Sportsline, he was 3-0. Jay Smooth 4-0. So you got to be a member. There's so many more picks than what we have just here on the show. Don't forget our mega preview in your feed right now today, 3 p.m. Eastern time, the college football mega preview. AB and the boys take you through everything college football. But let's bring in the stars of the show. You kind of got a little bit of a glimpse of them, but you know I've got the heavy hitters today. Right below me, live from Nashville, Tennessee, M Squared. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Coach. Good morning, guys. How's everybody doing? We got some early college basketball today. It replaces my afternoon baseball, and I'm feeling good.
Well, I knew that that was some kind of a smile this morning. I knew it had to be afternoon something. I just didn't know what it was. Now, speaking of college hoops, this man, he is a savage. Now, we need a bounce back day from Zach Attack. Mr. Simony, good morning.
Yep, college hoops usually my bread and butter up and down early on in the year, but I'm looking at once I get that streak going, it's going to be good. But Nebraska yesterday, Trey McGowan's went down early. They had that big hole. I think they were down 19 points, came all the way back. And then the second half, they just didn't have that camaraderie. They were just leaving wide open guys for 3-point shots at the end. It was ticking me off, but hey, that's what happens. We're moving on. I've got another play today.
Hey, it's early season hoops, and it's going to happen from time to time, so that's the way it goes. But that's the reason we have a team. And this man is rolling early in the season. We call him Jay Smooth. He calls himself the Machine. And I got to say, all kidding aside, so far, that's exactly what you've been. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Coach. Yeah, it's been a good start to the year. A little bumpy those first 2 days, but you know what? College basketball season is a lot of ups and downs. You sort of get used to it. We are still very early. There's going to be hundreds and hundreds of more picks. We have about 30 more games today, so let's get to it.
You could have just said, thank you, Coach. It could have just been that. Yeah. All right, now, there's a lot of stuff going around in the chat, on social media, that people are saying that I was talking trash on my favorite person in the world, the Maestro, on the Mega Preview yesterday after he went off the air. Maestro, I don't know what they're talking about. Good morning to my best friend. How are you?
Good morning, best friend. I won't believe it until I go back and watch the tape. You know, my only hesitancy about getting in the showdown was I don't think I've lost a showdown yet. I just want to make sure to preserve that perfect record. Want to do a little more digging, but most likely I will be in against Mikey with RJ.
All right. Well, Floyd Mayweather protected his record as well. And you know what they said about him at the end. So you got to get in there and fight the best and be in there with the very best. Now, let's get into storylines that could affect the betting lines today. And I believe that when you talk about our college basketball cappers, we've had a pretty good run to start. Maestro, enlighten us.
Well, so far, Matty Severance has the lead at Sportsline. He's up about 6 units. Right behind him is Justin Perry, Mad Max Gorenstein, and a new expert, Matt Howe from 24/7 Sports. They're all up about 3 units so far on the young season. Those are in terms of their posted picks on Sportsline. So check that out. And me and Zach Attack, you know, we've got good long-term records, but so far this season, not getting it done. I'm 4-5, looking to turn that around starting today.
Yeah, if there's anybody that's going to turn that around immediately, it's going to be you. Now, let's switch gears and go to the NBA, because this year, maybe more than any year ever before, rest is something you really have to pay attention to. COVID is something you really have to pay attention to. Mike, talk to me.
All right, I'm going to call an audible first because I got some football breaking news. Looks like Joe Flacco is going to start for the Jets this week instead of Zach Wilson or Mike White.
Wow.
Now, back to the NBA news here for the Boston Celtics. Robert Williams, really critical piece while Jaylen Brown is out. He is questionable tonight against Atlanta. On the Atlanta side, Bogdan Bogdanovich, Kevin Huerter, both questionable. For Orlando, Jalen Suggs is questionable to play. For the Miami Heat, Bam Adebayo, Jimmy Butler, and Dwayne Dedman, all three still questionable. For the Houston Rockets, Kevin Porter, questionable, and I would say highly questionable to play in this game. And then for the Portland Trail Blazers, Damian Lillard and Norman Powell are both listed as questionable. I expect them to play in this game.
Thank you very much, Mikey. So important. We started doing this kind of the second half of last season. It proved to be very, very beneficial because when one star in the NBA plays, it makes a huge difference, unlike in other sports. All right, let's get into our board today. Just one play from Sportsline. And if you're not a Sportsline member, I need you to do it today. I'm going to do you a solid. Use a promo code EDGE. All right, I'm going to give you 30 days for free. You'll have access to everything, the cappers, the analysis, the numbers, the simulations, everything. Then, of course, after that, you'll be rolling with the fam all the time. So, from Sportsline today, we're going to go the Oklahoma City Thunder -3.5. Yes, they stink, but the Rockets stink worse. And according to our model, the Thunder cover this in 66% of our simulations. We'll lock that in to the Thunder and the pay window. All right, now, this is my favorite time of – it really is my favorite introduction that I get to do. It's not every day. It's not every show, but when we do it, it's special. M squared. You know the drill. Start! So everybody's happy. Oh, give it to me.
All right. I talked about, we all know I love afternoon baseball. Second to that is afternoon basketball, and that's going to be Texas A&M versus Houston Baptist here. I'm taking Houston Baptist +26.5 is where the line is currently on MGM. I would play it at 25.5 if I had to still, but I would wait it out as this one is typically one where you're going to see the favorite get bet on all the way up until tip here. Texas A&M is 0-3, well, 0-2-1 against the spread, depending on if you're looking at opening or closing lines. They failed to cover against North Florida as they pushed on the final line there. They failed to cover as 11-point favorites as they had a 1-point victory over Abilene Christian, and then they couldn't cover 21.5 against Texas A&M Corpus Christi. This is a massive contrast in style. Houston Baptist is going to want to play with a really quick pace. Texas A&M does not at all. Slowing the game down a little bit is going to be a good thing for Houston Baptist in terms of keeping them in this game. I just think this number is a little too high at 26.5. My simulations and pretty much every model on the planet that I've seen makes it down to 21, 22.
Wow.
So pretty good edge on this one. And then heading to the NBA, it pains me to fade my favorite team in the NBA, which is the Chicago Bulls. But I'm going to be fading the Bulls tonight in Portland. I'm taking the Trailblazers -1.5. I know Lillard and Powell are both listed as questionable. I expect both of them to play. Lillard was questionable heading into the last game. He sat the game on the road, played the game at home, still carries that questionable designation, played 40 minutes in the last game. I expect him to play in this one. I think it's a great spot to fade the Bulls in the middle of this road trip. They had two consecutive games with wins in LA in the same building as they took on the Clippers and the Lakers. Now they got to celebrate that. And then the travel to Portland. It doesn't seem like it's a lot of travel because it's West Coast, but from LA to Portland is still travel. If you know anything about the geography of the West Coast, this is a good spot to fade the Bulls one game before they head to Denver to close out their road trip. Take the Trailblazers -1.5.
Yeah, it's essentially the same as flying Chicago to LA, just about. It's like a 2 or 3 hour flight. Yeah, it's significant for sure. All right, I love those two plays, and I love afternoon basketball for sure. Now, this man has been absolutely on fire. So I just got to stand back and say, can he do it again today? He said, Coach, I'm laser focused. Let's see. The machine, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Coach. Yeah, so today I have two picks for you. I might have a couple more on Twitter later. Not totally sure. Like I said, just about 30 games today. So first, let's go with Utah Valley. I got them at +1.5 last night. You're going to get them at +1 now, but I still like it. I actually have them slightly favored to win this game, making them about half a point favorite. It's not the biggest edge that I'm going to have all season, but they did just beat a Pepperdine team. I think this one comes in pretty close, and I like getting the points. So I'll take Utah Valley to cover. And then my next pick is going to be Stanford. So they actually lost to that Santa Clara team that looks really good. We just saw them win outright by 20 last night. So I'm not really going to discount Stanford too much for that loss. I think they should be able to handle Valparaiso today. I make them -16. You're going to get them around -30 to win this one.
Oh, and Dan in the chat said, hey, coach. Wow. Last night, man, the chat moves so quickly. There it is. Maestro and Jay Smith helped me go 11-2 last night. Thank you, boys. No, Dan, thank you. Thank you for rolling with us, being a part of the fam. Now, he's like a rabid dog when he loses a game, backed into a corner. You don't want to put him in that position. Zach Attack, what do you got for us today?
Yep, the game that I have picked has some line movement on it, but we're going to go with Indiana -5. It opened -6.5 last night against St. John's. I think there's a reason for that. St. John's, they're a high-scoring team. They scored 119 points their first game, over 90 points their second game. They have a high-level scorer in Julian Champagne. They added Purdue transfer Aaron Wheeler, Rutgers transfer Montez Mathis. But I think Indiana's going to be able to answer the call here. This is going to be a good game for them. And it's not necessarily the scoring. We know Indiana doesn't shoot the ball very well, but they have the other intangibles that they can outpace you with rebounds, assists, lower turnover rate, and they get to the free throw line. I like how Mike Woodson has elevated Trace Jackson Davis, who I mentioned in the college basketball preview, 20-1 for player of the year. He's off to a hot start, 20 points, 11 rebounds, 5 blocks per game. Let's grab the Hoosiers, -5.
I love all those nuggets. Give me some Indiana basketball tonight. Lock that in. All right. When you make him wait, he just comes out firing. We love it. Maestro, it's now time in the show for you to enlighten the masses on what you like tonight.
All right. Well, I'm looking at Northern Iowa. I was against them with Vermont earlier in the season. And this team, they returned all 5 starters. The player of the year in the Missouri Valley, he missed most of last season, A.J. Green. He's back. The freshman of the year came back last game, Bowen Bourne. So they're finally healthy, and they're getting 13.5 at Arkansas. It was 14, 14.5. Sharps have already hit this number. Arkansas, 2-0, but not impressive, have not covered either of their big numbers so far. They're letting teams shoot 41% from deep. Northern Iowa has several guys who can hit from deep. I think Arkansas wins, but I think it's about a 10-point game. So I'm going to play the Panthers, who have been disappointing so far, but to stay within the number.
And as always, follow my man on social media. You never know when there's going to be a little nugget or maybe even another play posted later in the day, but give my man a follow. All right, we are up against it. Grab your paper, grab your pencil. Here is the recap, and it looks absolutely finished. Thanks to AB on the ones and the twos. Here we go. M squared, he's on 2. The Blazers, and in the chat, Mikey, I got to be honest with you, the chat does not agree with you. But I know when they don't agree with you. What do you say to that?
It makes me feel good, honestly.
I know it does. I know it does. All right. Then we're also on Houston Baptist +26.5. That's an afternoon start. Don't forget to get that in. Then Jay Smooth, we're going to go Utah Valley +1.5. In the chat, some books have it up to 2. 2.5. That's great for us. Then Stanford -12.5. Some places it's 13. Then Zach Attack, 1 place so far. Indiana's down to -5. Then the Maestros on Northern Iowa +13.5. And then from Sportsline, we're going to go to the Oklahoma City Thunder -3.5 against the Rockets. Then the AB3 today +198. It's a money line play. Vanderbilt, Packers, Thunder, put them all 3 together +198. Do not forget the mega preview in your feed. Do not forget College Football Show today, 3 p.m. Eastern time. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. If you haven't already, turn on the notifications that time. That way, every time anything slides into your feed, you have it at that very second. All right. Have an incredible Wednesday. There's only one thing left to do, and you all know what that is. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these tickets straight to the pay window. For my entire team, M Squared, Maestro, Zach Attack, AB, Jake, the Machine. I am the coach. Tell all your friends there's only one sports betting brand you even need to worry about. Educate, entertain. You know, It's Yearly Edge. Good luck.